one copy sold to the highest bidder, and the album is going to make it to our museums. How did you guys come up with that concept?
Well, how we came up with that concept, it was one of the producers, top producers in the crew, and he came with the idea, and he gave everybody a call, and next thing you know, was this in the making, which I thought was ill because it's never been done before. Of course, we take our art seriously, and it focused on music being a portrait of our lives, you know. So when I see stuff like that, it's like it's only right to do something at this magnitude to really make people know that this is how we feel. This is our art right here.
Now, we're hearing about two Wu-Tang albums, man.
Yeah, definitely.
The Shaolin album, and we're hearing about A Better Tomorrow. Yep. Now, with the Once Upon a Time in Shaolin album, we're hearing that there's only going to be one physical copy.
One copy.
It's not going to be digitally released, and it's going to be available for people to listen to in galleries. What can you tell us about that album?
Right. I mean, that's a brilliant idea, you ask me like that, you know what I mean? But RZA and his man Silver Rings, you know what I mean, had this idea, you know. The album been like recorded. It been recorded.
Long time ago.
A while ago. You know, I played my part, everybody played their part, and he just put it together. He wanted a certain way for you, he wanted you to sound on it. Like he might send a record back, no ghost. I need you to be more whatchamacallit. Just get more crazy on it. Like, you know what I mean? Just keep the same verse, but go ahead and do or he might tell you to actually to change it a little bit, cause whatever. But anyway, we did that. You know, by the time the product was finished, it sounded like it could have been made back in 36 Chamber era. You know what I mean? Like the way the old beats was and the way it was sounding like, you know what I mean? It's like that. That's for the Once Upon a Time in Charlotte.